All right, well, I better put my glasses on now. My light on now. Thank you, Ben Franklin, for inventing spectacles. Did you know he invented them? That's why you see them on his nose on some of the pictures. Maybe somebody else has something to do with it, but he takes credit for inventing them, like he did the stove and many other things. Now, we do the call to worship a little different. We don't do all the little parts in the back there. I'll read the paragraph, and then we'll do the prayer of confession together. Jesus promised his disciples that when he left them, they would receive the Holy Spirit who would stay with them forever. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Come, let us worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and together we say the prayer of confession together. Lord,
you promised that we would have a helper, a counselor, comforter to be with us forever, even in the Holy Spirit.
Forgive us for being so preoccupied with our plans and thoughts that we have often ignored or refused to listen to the voice of your Spirit. Overcome our pride of our heart, our selfishness, our ignorance, we pray and make your will known to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Then we sing Glory to the Father.